keep holding on to your love. That's the SOS band right there. I mean, Rolls Royce. I'm sorry. I said the SOS band. Welcome, everyone, back to the G-Lou Show. World famous OG Sundays, fabulous Lowrider Oldies. For all the OGs, I am G-Lou, your host with the most, and we are back at it again after being off a minute. Slight vacation, you know what I mean, but we're back at it. God is good. I want to first, before we start, give God all the glory, you know what I mean, for making everything happen, including this day, including my life, and including us being right here on these airways with you all. I am G-Lou. I'll be joined by the Berkeley Queens, the Queens of Radio, in 1 second. First and foremost, I want to give a shout out, like I said, to God. Second of all, I want to give a shout out to all of our sponsors out there. First and foremost, BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan, the whole Kwanglomerate, who keeps the lights on over here and makes things happen. Multimedia Group right there. Check them out, btpmediagroup.com or on IG, BTP Media Group. Second of all, I got to give a special shout out to the big homie, Big Tweed Cadillac, my brother stationed over here on Blog Talk Radio. You can catch him on Thursday nights, 7 p.m. Pacific, the After Six Cruise Mix, where they play everything from the funk from the Temptations to the Funkadelics. You know how Tweed gets down. Premium Lowrider Oldies on a Thursday night. Check them out. Check them out at TweedCadillac.com as well. Also got to give a special shout out to Dee Dee Harrison, author, publisher, producer. Check out her books on Amazon. And check her out as well on YouTube. Also got to give a shout out to Street Level Clothing. You want them OG golf hats? Check out the homie, StreetLevelClothing.com is the website. You can check them out on IG as well. Get you hooked up with those OG golf hats, however you like them, whatever color. And get it embroidered. Whatever you like to do is there. Also got to give a special shout out to our newest sponsor, Normani Candles. Beautiful young ladies out of Southern California took it upon themselves to make their own candle company. They make it however you like. They make it smell how you like it. Safe products are, you know, legit, official, you know what I mean? And it's black owned and operated. So make sure you support Normani Candles at the website, normanicandles.com, or go to IG. Follow them, Normani Candles. Tell them G-Lou sent you, please, okay? And also, one more thing. Make sure you go to YouTube when you get a chance and hit the subscribe button to the G-Lou Show. Just like we're on here, we're on YouTube. We got it cracking over there. Got great content, interviews, other channels, and a lot of things, great things we do over there. So go to the YouTube channel and subscribe to the G-Lou Show, please. That's all I'm going to ask of you. And with that being said, let's get this show started. I'm going to bring in the Berkeley Queens without any further ado, because you know they stay in high demand. They are here with me. First and foremost, I got the OG Queen Jean. And then I got Cousin Marcy. Good evening, ladies.
Hey, hey, hey. Good evening, King G. Lou. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Doing great.
Am I caller 97? Am I caller 97? Did I win the prize? Hey, Queen
Cousin. You are the prize.
King G. Lou fam and the listeners. Hey, everyone.
What's cracking?
Hey, I'm like you. I just want to give all praise to the Most High as well for another day above the soil, for my family, for my friends, for my associates. And, yeah, it's just a blessing to be above the soil because it could be a whole different ball game. And I pray for the sick, the homeless, the shut-in, and those who didn't get today, who wasn't on the roll call,
right,
praying for those families who are grieving, and also praying for those who were able to celebrate a birthday and any type of celebration today. Because as we see every day, we are definitely watching watching the Living Bible live and in effect.
That
so
part.
Everybody just, yeah, live and effect. It's here. It's happening. So just be mindful. Be spiritually conscious of everything. You know, I've been doing a lot of studying myself, on myself, with myself, a lot of meditating going on. So, yeah, with that being said, I'm learning to let bygones be bygones and focusing on the now, staying present. I'm not in the past. I'm not in the future. I'm in the present, and that's what I'm focusing on and giving praise to the Most High for that, to be in the present. Because I can't say that I'm focusing on the future, because I don't even know if I have tomorrow to be here. So I'm staying present. I'm staying present. That's what I'm doing. Staying out the past and staying present. So I say, that's what I have to say to the beautiful people and my fam here on the G Lu Show.
Amen.
Nice.
Amen.
Nice. I like it.
Cousin Marcy,
like
what you got to say? Miss Marcy.
I like it a lot. I'm just sitting here with a big cheese on my face. Now, we ain't even at the end of the show, okay? See, that's how I be missing my lovely one. I'm right there with you. I love that, you know, and things are going to happen to us, and it's the testimony, and I just love to hear it because nobody knows what anyone else is going through, period, you know, and just like Queen said, we do have to be mindful, you know, it's okay to see different things, but we just can't get wrapped up into it. Because, again, like she said, we're seeing things unfold right on in front of us where we got to pay attention to what's most important. And that's him. Yeah, that's him.
That
and he will knock you down and make you remember. Mm. Oh, my
yes,
goodness gracious me.
Yes, he will.
Man. But I'm glad we all back in effect, y'all. Mm-hmm.
Back in effect.
Yeah.
Like we left some. Hey, let me do this, too. Let me bring the homie in, because the homie's here, you know, we get him every now and then, but he's right here. He's a guest host whenever he wants to be here, and he's here tonight. So my homeboy Maniac is in the building. Hey, Maniac, what's poppin', homie?
Yay!
How y'all living out there?
Living great, homie.
Well,
best we can.
Good, great. Oh,
man,
nice.
I know I've been having a bad week lately, but I'm good. I can't complain.
That part, homie. Glad you're here with us tonight, brother. You know what I mean? I'm going to send you some stuff tonight. We about 98% ready to go now, Maniac. You know what I'm talking about on that. So, man,
perfect.
Good things is happening. You know what I mean? The devil's a liar. He ain't going to keep nobody down. We going to keep on rising to the top. You know what I mean? So, shout out to DJ Maniac in the building tonight. Shout out to Philly. Philly had a good – I know you ain't no Philly fan, but they had a great game tonight, man. Shout out to the Eagles. You know what I mean?
No.
Shout out to the Steelers. Yeah, the Eagles did that tonight. Shout out to the Steelers, too. The Steelers won. Shout out to y'all. All the winners and losers. Of course, my Raiders lost. The Raiders will mess up a wet dream if you let them, boy. Shout out to the Raiders, though. I love y'all, man. Man. Damn Raiders.
Yeah, I got clowned today when I was outside in my Raiders gear. These young men. One young man said, "Ooh, the Steelers, high five. Can I get underneath that jacket with you? You want to steal me?" No, young man, just carry on. The other two guys.
They tried to get you.
Girl,
they tried to get you with your clothes. They tried to get you through your clothes.
Through my clothes. Okay, can I get underneath that jacket and be stolen from you? Stolen. No, young man. I just swear I told him, no, young man, just carry on and be blessed. And then at a booth, that's
blessed.
What I said. Yeah, I told him, carry on and be blessed. You know, like, for real.
She ain't got to have no attitude.
You don't want no ice
nice.
Over here. Mm-mm. Because the other brother was like, you still in South. Look, you really geared up. But they ain't doing too well. I said, hey. Don't do that. I said we win some and we lose some, but we always winning when we got Jesus in our life, right? And they said, amen. When I got home, I said, we didn't lose after all, because I didn't know what the score was. And I left.
The Steelers actually doing good. Queen, the Steelers are like at 7-4. They probably first or second
Absolutely.
In their division. So Steelers are actually doing real good, you know, better than a lot of people thought. So shout out to the Steelers. They just don't get it. They just don't get them little fancy wins. You know, that's what people mad at, you know, but they winning. That's all that matter.
That's all that matters. It could be by 1 point, 2 points. As long as we get the win, that's what counts.
Right.
Because it keeps us in.
And that part. And I rock with the Steelers always just because, I mean, I'm always cool with the Steelers. That's not my team, but I'm always down with them. Plus, they got Mike Tomlin, that black quarterback, and he one of the only in the league. And always, you know me, want to keep him safe, man. So shout out to the Steelers for keeping on winning.
Nah, you stay
my boy
over
Mike
there.
Good.
No. You stay in Las Vegas.
No, I'm not no fan.
You stay in
No. You didn't hear.
Let me tell you.
No, you didn't hear what I said. You didn't hear what I said. I said I'm not no Steelers fan,
tired.
But I rock with them
because
they got that black coach,
you.
Mike Tomlin. I always want to keep him safe. So, you know,
absolutely.
Much love to the Steelers.
Know.
I'm a Raiders fan.
I'm messing with you, fam. I know you are. I'm messing with you. But that's how it starts. You know, that's how it starts. And y'all start easing on over. Come on,
let go. We have to let go.
I'm good.
In order for us to, in order for us to be, you know, to be successful, he didn't want to let the brother
right.
go, but he had to do what he had to do, and that's what
right,
he
right.
all, you know, that's why he is who he is and has been with the Steelers for as long as. Because he say, "Hey, I got to get rid of you. We not, you know, it's
right,
too many
right.
mishaps.
Right, right, right.
Ain't no love
yeah.
lost, but you know, business is business." This period.
Right.
No matter what,
right.
the, no matter what the business is, if you're in the kitchen and you're the front line cook and you ain't handling your business, they're going to put you back in the back. Something else
right.
is going to
go sure.
down. So that's
for
just
sure.
how it works.
They holding on to him. They holding on to him because he has been there for a long time.
So thank you, though, King, for, you know, for that salute to the Steelers, to Mike Tomlin, because he is
yeah.
a good coach. So
yeah.
You know, sometimes you gotta win, sometimes you gotta lose. That's just part of life.
Right.
And that's what I told those brothers too, you know. Sometimes you gotta win and sometimes you gotta lose, but you gotta be able to take the L's without getting confused. Period.
Okay. Bar. Go ahead, Queen.
Hold on. She got the hot fire. Like
But they was trying to get at you though, Queen. That little boy said, "Let me be the one." So let me do this for him.
He
said, "Play this for you, Queen."
Fire.
We'll be right back. OG Sunday, y'all.
Oh my goodness.
We'll be right back. There is nothing to hide here. No way to pretend. We relate. We disagree. We disengage. We are running into each other. We are the song that writes itself. The melody replays in the key of elevated living. We forget the words. We never forget the feeling. Glory and divinity conduct our symphony. We are infinite affinity. Wrapped in sacred epiphany, we are meant for we. We are flowing. We are growing. We are open like the Red Sea. We walk through with confident uncertainty. We kneel here. We heal here. We open our hearts to the heavens. We use our tears to cleanse our canvas. The fear floods us. The love is electric. Self-inflicted pain, we dance in the rain till the fear is drained. 'Cause pain is the light. Pain is insight. The body hurts, but the spirit grows. The flesh is starving while wisdom overflows. I got a question only Lord knows. Does life birth us twice?
Oh, Alright, cool. So listen, this is Chucky Thompson, hitman producer, and you are tuned in to the G-Lou Show. And let me tell y'all something, man. You early, okay? You're not late. If you're not tuned in, you are super late. So stay early and stay tuned in. Man, G-Lou.
So check it out, y'all. You are listening to the G Lou Show, and this is DJ Clientele. It's hot, it's happening, it's popping. Tune in, and you're going to get a treat every single time. Word up.
Before you turn off the lights, you're back at it, the G Lou Show, OG Sunday's Fabulous Lowrider Oldie Show. I got the best crew with me, Queen G and Cousin Marcy. The homie DJ Maniac is in here tonight. What's
yes,
going on,
sir.
Y'all?
Hey, G Lou. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Queen G. Thank you. Thank you.
You know, happy birthday. You brought those Sagittariuses in. You know, you
right on
in. Yeah, right on in. You're the beginning of the season of the Sagittarians. So happy birthday
That's
to you. I know you're glad to be back home from your
reunion.
Yeah,
it was bittersweet.
You made it, you know. You made it.
Yeah.
Back to the comfort zone. So, yeah, but happy birthday to you. Are you ready to tell us your age yet? Are you still holding that as a secret?
A little guess. You know,
order in the court. Order
in
the court.
That part. Fogo got me back.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years of love.
Let me say this, though. I got a great gift. I got some great gifts, but a great gift that I got was from Queen G. I know she don't like me talking about it, but Queen knows I've been building up my vinyl collection back up, and Queen been blessing me, man. And for my birthday, she blessed me with not only one, but two of the greatest albums of all time. One is documented as such, the greatest selling album of all time, which was Thriller. But not only did I get Thriller, but I got Off the Wall, too. Two of the greatest albums ever made. You know what I mean? So
nice.
Thank you, Queen, for my incredible birthday present. You know what I mean? I told her I don't even know if I want to open it. You know what I'm saying? But I got those great albums. I remember having them
You're
as a
very
kid.
Very welcome.
Got them again. Thank you, Queen.
Very welcome.
Nice. Yes,
I love Queen. Yes.
All right. I'll see y'all later. See y'all later.
I'll
see y'all later. No, I'm just playing. That's some bomb gifts.
That's bomb right there. Yeah, I'm very thankful for that.
Cousin Marcy, I got you. June coming up.
Mm-hmm. I know I'll be wilding. I just be wilding in the cut, y'all. The coffee is strong tonight. That's a good gift. Oh my gosh. You have to open that thing because you know you get the picture with the tiger, you know, and my
The tiger on the inside. You're right. You're right though. The tiger is on the inside. Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
You're right. Forgot about that.
You are very welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Queen. Beautiful.
DJ Maniac, we just going to sit here, okay? And we're just going to bask in brand just gifts and dreams.
Oh, Lord. I know.
Hey, Maniac.
Play Dream Merchant.
Yeah, Dream Merchant. Hey, Maniac, though, while you here, though, tell them what you got going on because I know you stay with the new music, man. You got some beautiful new music out there right now, man, I've been listening to. Tell us about that, brother.
Oh man, a lot. I'm working on a lot. I know I'm working on the R&B Theater Volume 5 with Queen Marcy first. That one. And there's another one I'm working by myself called The Cold-Hearted Villain. I like that one.
Oh.
But
The Cold-Hearted Villain.
I'm making that. Yeah, it's inspired by the horror movie called Death by Temptation. It came out like 1990.
Right. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. That's dope, man.
You know.
Check that one out. Spooky, spooky.
Yeah. Okay. So where can they go check those out right now? Maniac, BandLab, tell them the link.
Oh, yeah. At BandLab right now, I do know both of them not out yet, but the beats that I'm making is out. I think the R&B theater should be out December 5th.
Okay.
And the Cold Hearted Villain should come out December 15th.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. TJ Maniac, y'all, don't sleep on them.
No.
Great stuff. And we, me and the homie got something coming out. You say what?
I said, yeah, album should coming out, should be coming out soon too.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It's coming out now. Now, like I said, it was a slight delay. It was supposed to be out, as people know, but it didn't want to rush it. It wasn't ready, so had a slight delay. But it should be out like in the next next week, at the top of the year. Yeah, around the fifth, around next week, another week or so, it should be out. Stay tuned, people. We almost there to the finish line, so it should be out in the next week or so. We'll keep you updated on that. As you all know, we'll let you know. But that's produced by DJ Maniac. That's the G-Lou Files coming out very shortly, so stay tuned. And thank you, Maniac.
No problem.
The Serenator.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
MacBook is macking. Safe to say that MacBook is macking.
The MacBook is macking. The MacBook had to get back macking because the MacBook was out of commission, boy. But we had to make that. God is good. I'm going to just say that right there. So God is good. It ain't going to stop nothing. So shout out to God. That part. Shout out to DJ Maniac. You say what, Maniac?
You got to get Queen Jean on the albums next.
Oh. Mm. Yeah, we do. Queen Jean makes appearances here and there every now and then, you know what I mean? So, yeah, we got to get Queen on something, though, something new. We got to make that happen for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Queen Jean. Shout out to Queen Jean.
Press 1 if you are Queen Jean's manager on the line, please. Someone is trying to get her onto their project. Press 1 if you are Queen Jean's manager. Thank you.
That part. Hey, cousin Marcy, what we got coming up in that Marcy's Minute tonight, though? The other night, it was juicy. What you got tonight for us?
Man, we got, you know, because I don't want to badger the people over the head. We got a little bit more juice on that. You know, we're going to keep it a little PG. It is Sunday. We're in a thankful mood again tonight. And then I'm always trying to look out for the people's pockets. So I'm going to give you a little interesting detail for your pocketbook this holiday season. Okay, so stay tuned.
Okay.
So I know I'm not doing no announcements, but I just was on, what was this? What, T.I. and them son, what's his name? Is that King?
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
King Demon.
I already knew that little boy was a problem.
The King Demon.
I said, this little boy here, he just like, you could tell he just, I don't know, man. I think they spared the rod. What they could say that with that boy, because, yeah, he's a little out of control.
He's a little out of control. I was looking at that. I was like, oh, my Lord. Like, oh, he said silver spoon. He said, I stayed at my grandma's house. I didn't live in no man.
Yeah, he's just like, come on.
Too many similarities going on there. Something got to be different about you. You can't put two drugs together. You can't, two shorts can't go together. Just stay tuned. Because
It's too bright.
I'm gonna stay tuned, y'all. We got Marcy's Minute. Got a little.
I can't wait.
Okay. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
We gonna stay tuned for that. We may do that top of the hour since we have them announcements. So stay tuned. Get ready for Marcy's Minute coming up top of the hour, y'all. It's G Lou Show. OG Sundays, we got the amazing cast, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, DJ Maniac is back.
Ooh.
I'm going to let Marvin talk to you.
But, you know, man, I love what you're doing, G. Lou. You always got a channel in for folks to be able to reach out and speak and say something about their life and what they're doing and get some feedback. And back in the days, we didn't have that, and a lot of folks died because they couldn't get that help. They couldn't get that ear to listen. So now, today, 2019, we don't have that no more. We have a way where people can speak out and save just one life, G. Lou. You saved enough. So I love you, man. I love you, sister, for calling in and telling your story. Rev Ali is my name. If you ever see me anywhere, tap me on the shoulder. I got a hug for you. And if you need me, I'm there for you like what they call Zorro.
Well,
that's right.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It means a lot.
All right, check it out. Don't trip. We got Cousin Marcy up next with the Marcy's Minute, y'all. Be right back.
See, there comes a time in every man's life when he's got to fall in love and he's got to find the right one. And I think I found it in you. Woke up this morning to breakfast in bed. The coffee was hot and the eggs I got was right, so right. Girl, I gotta tell you, you're just too good for me. Oh, the things that you do makes it easy loving you. Even a blind man could see. Oh, every night I get down on my knees and give thanks for you and the things that you do. Cause only a fool will let go of you. See something that'll look good on you. Oh, said I can't ignore it, but hell, I can't afford it. What's a simple man like me to do? If you should ever lead me, I'd go out of my mind. Cause I want you, want you, and I need you, need you. And I don't wanna be wasting my time. No, no. Every night I get down on my knees and give thanks for you, the things that you do. Cause only a fool will let go of you.
shit, man. I just want to give a shout-out, I guess, to everybody, man. Thanks for tuning in, man. Respect that G-Lou show. You know what I'm saying? It's a thing that's happening right now. It's the most popular thing on the radio. So tune in, listen in, log in, call in. It don't matter. Just make sure you're in the car. And much love to you, G-Lou, for, you know, allowing me to be here and sit at the damn long table. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yay. And now, without any further ado, we got Cousin Marcy. You know, my favorite cousin with tonight's Marcy's Minute. Cuzzo. Oh, there she is. My bad. Cuzzo. Cuzzo. Cousin Marcy. 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 Marcy.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Can you okay, hear me? I can hear you now. There you
can
go.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? All right, all right, yeah, all yeah. right. You know, get out of here, say 10. The show is going to go on. Thank you, Cuzzo. Try this again. All right. Thank you, Queen, DJ Maniac, and the listeners. Go ahead and get a refill on your cup if you need to. I just got a couple of things we'll talk about this November 26th. It is Thanksgiving weekend, people. You know, I'm always trying to look out for everyone's pocketbooks out there. I'm going to pose a question to you, and then I'm going to come back to the question in a few seconds. Ponder this. What's better, 20% off or $10 off? Okay, that's the question that I'm posing to the people, and I'm going to tell you why in just a few minutes. But first, let's get on back into the F-Off world. They're trying to invite more and more people to the F-Off party. If you know what that is, it's in court documentation. This is what Sean Diddy Combs would refer to as his freak-offs. I'm not going to say that horrible cuss word, okay? Now, they're trying to invite Uncle Luke. Gloria Velez claimed that he groomed her. We know the rules. Uncle Luke has responded to Gloria Velez's recent revelations about his alleged behavior at the height of her so-called vixen era. Taken to Instagram Live on Saturday, the X2 Live crew leader blasted the podcast host for her accusations, claiming that he's always minded the legalities around working with minors due to his own signings to his label. We know the rules and the regulation of this crap, he began. You know what you got to do when you sign an underage person. You got to go get consent by the court. The kid gets his own lawyer. Parents get their own lawyer. And then you have a lawyer. That's how you, man, I don't play about that paperwork. He continued, now you get your business told effing with me. I ain't none of them dudes, man. I don't know who the F they talking about, so make it make sense. Bring all the smoke. I ain't hard to find. I'm not hard to find. Everybody gonna run with their own thing and create their own narrative. Now, what made this revelation more interesting is that Velez went on to go ahead and share another story that had to do with one of her child's father, Aaron Hall, okay? Now, Aaron Hall got invited to the party as of last Wednesday, who was named in a third sexual assault lawsuit filed against Diddy, bought by two women who alleged that the bad boy mogul and Aaron Hall forced them to have sex back in 1990 or 1991. If you remember the rap Goose, Finesse, and Cinquest, I believe their names was, that is a young Sean Diddy Combs driving, and the alleged victim is the passenger in that video. Now, what was more interesting about that video, his character is playing a very aggressive boyfriend, lover, whatever you want to call, of the character in the car. So, Hall, who fathered a child with Velez when she was only 16 years old. This is Gloria Velez. If you've seen the Big Pimpin' video, the girl with the white hat, this camera was all on. Yeah, she might have been 16 through 18 years old at that time. Is best known as a member of the New Jack City group Guy. He is accused of allegedly onboarding both women on the same night. According to the suit, the plaintiff listed in the filing as Jane Doe and a friend were invited back to Hall's apartment following an industry event. She claims Diddy coerced her into it, and Hall later barged into the room, pinned her down, and forced her to have sex with him. Doe says her friend, who was not involved in the filing, claims she had been forced to have with Combs, and Hall in another room. Gonna keep my eye out definitely on that one because it's too many people showing up at the party. Take it on back to the question that I asked you when I first got on here. What sounds better, Timbersit or the Money Off, right? A lot of Black Friday deals are out here where a pair of Target shoppers were found. What appears to be definitive proof that the retail chain is lying about Black Friday deals by showing three supposed deals on Samsung TVs. In a viral TikTok, the Target shoppers removed a placard emblazoned with Black Friday deals from its placeholder, revealing the previous price of the same item. Both of the tags indicate the 75-inch Samsung TV cost $649.99. Now, a lot of people, they already don't believe in Black Friday, which they shouldn't. The only reason I'm bringing this up to you all again is you want to pay attention, close attention now, not so much to the dollar off or percent off, but if the item said it's a markup or a markdown and it's from the original price or the sale price, that's where you're going to find your savings at. So to answer the question, what's better off, 20% or $10 off? We're going to say, which
20%.
One do you think? One person. 20%. $20 off, that would be right. So it would be the $20 off would be the better of that deal. Oh, it's okay. But you got it right, cuzzo. So I'm just going to get to the last part of Marcy's minute. I get allotted a few extra little seconds here. Back to the bull crap. So three beige chickens were caught fighting in the hall of the Falcon Stadium. I'm sorry, no. An altercation between King Harris and his parents, T.I. and Tidy, was caught on video. The altercation seemed to have begun after young King was shown shoving Tiny Tamika Harris? What? On Sunday afternoon, the family were on site at Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the football game between the Atlanta Falcons against the New Orleans Saints. Both King and Tiny had shared posts to their Instagram stories from the field documenting their experiences before things took an unexpected turn. During an Instagram Live, King 19 is seen getting into a shouting match, presumably with his parents. Although it's not clear what caused the fight, King heard repeatedly saying, "You capping, bro. You capping. I know you know.
I stand on business. I stand on business.
I stand on business. I stand. Excuse me?" An unknown person is seen shoving King, who then shouts, "What's wrong with y'all? Why y'all doing that to me? Y'all know me. You know I stand on business. Why would you let someone play with me like that?" T.I. is then heard saying, "You are embarrassing yourself and your family expeditiously." The footage shot from King's perspective begins to shake as he screams, "Get off me," N-word, shortly before the camera presses up against his shirt, making it unclear what happens next. So he's taping his own whooping. I've never been able to do that in my childhood. Finally, in a series of Instagram stories that appear to have been deleted at publishing time, King added, "I stand on business. As cuz I stated, business don't give a F who you are. IDGAF. Who are you, MF? Can't play with me in my face. Not going for a DA. I'm a grown A man now. If I'm going to make a mistake, say that. Stop making the world think you F with me when you don't. Okay? You're going to stop playing with that little kid like that you did not raise. Okay? Because he's standing on business. He wants you. He wants all three of y'all to know y'all are the same height. Three midgets in the back seat wrestling. That'll do it for tonight's Marcy's Minute." Cool. Clean.
Wow.
Maniac. Back to y'all.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, y'all.
But what do you think about this kid, King? I mean, like, for him to be doing all, regardless if, like he said, he was raised at his grandma's house, whatever, though. But your parents still made everything for you to happen right now, for you to be even acting a fool and doing what you do at 19, your parents made possible still, buddy. So what do you think about, I mean, and I know probably they ain't the best, we know all that, but just how he is acting, though. What's going on with that? What do you think about that? Is that the parents, the kids? What's going on? What you guys think?
What I think
as parents, spend that time in the freak-offs and then raise your kids. I'm sorry, Queen. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. But But still, I think he's a little entitled, though, because that boy has been good all his life, though. I mean, to still, it's, I get what you're saying on one end, but you got to show a little bit of respect for you to be afforded the life you do have, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But the thing is, this is just my opinion. It wasn't nipped in the bud when the bud started sprouting.
Exactly. That's what
you know,
I think. That
yeah, yeah. Everything is so cute, you know. Oh, that's so cute, you know, when they're small. Everything is so cute. So they have some young ones now that they should just do different in raising than what they did with him. Because, see, that's what happens in the families where there's money. Everything is just so cute. There's so much laughter. And not even realizing
right.
that they're growing up, they're going to grow into a monstrous state, a disrespectful state. And that's what I think happened with this young man. You know, they're not average like, you know, like we grew up, Cousin Marcy and I, the way we grew up in our family, because all the Berkeleys to me was just kind of raised the same way. And then you, and a lot of families probably been raised that way, but you're not going to be mouthy. Everything is going to be cute.
Right.
You're not going to be sassy. You're not going to talk back and think it's cute. And you're going to get your ass.
That's what we did do, though. That's what we did do. It. Even if we got disrespectful, even if we felt a certain way, I felt a certain way at times, but I wasn't going to say that. You know what I'm saying? So, and then on top of that, to give credit to the rest, all his kids ain't like that. You know, and King was one of the ones, regardless, I don't know, I wasn't in the household, but I know he got outside kids that wasn't raised with him at all. And I know they don't act like that. You know what I mean? So, and they may feel a certain way for real because they weren't really raised by him. I don't know. You know what I mean? So King may be an exception.
Are you talking about their children of T.I. and Tiny?
T.I.
Children?
You know, he got outside kids outside of Tiny.
They're
before
all
her.
Oh, but they're not
raised.
They're not raised in the same household. You know,
they may be even worse. Some of them may come off as you may think, maybe even worse because they may have more resentment. You know what I mean? But they don't act like that. Is what I'm saying.
Because they're not raised by the same two parents.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Their mother may have been raised them differently. Were they not?
But what I'm
like
saying
that,
is, but what I'm saying is, for King to be saying, even though he was raised by them, and he's saying, you know, y'all ain't raised, but he was raised per se in the house, right? When the other ones weren't, and he got more to say.
No,
you didn't do
King
this,
was
you
said
that.
He wasn't in the house. Yeah, he said he was not raised in the house. He went home.
But what I'm saying, I'm saying is the kids that weren't Tinies and Tips, you know what I mean? The other kids before them, they weren't.
Oh, yeah.
They were really raised outside the house, right? What I'm saying, without him.
Yeah, they were.
I think that King
mother.
Is the youngest. Yeah, the youngest out of the youngest. What is it? Three queen. They had three. They only have three kids together. The little girl and then those two boys. The other little boy,
the other little boy
doesn't act
Mark,
like that.
He don't do nothing.
Yeah,
he's like in his
like
book.
That.
He's like a nerd.
Right, right. If they all
look at,
were in a different location.
The little girl, she's going to be another, what is that, Escape? Yeah, she's going to be a singer. She's focused on that.
That's a point of contention. That's a point of
contention
for him, as I'm jealous because, and he said it when he was going off on him tonight. He said, "I stand on business." Like, who are you? Like, what? He's not getting enough.
But you
attention.
Remember, he was even out there walling out with gang banging and calling himself
He's a little bad one though. We can say that
he
that he's
seed.
Definitely the little wild one out the bunch. We can
he
say
said
that
seed.
For sure.
Yeah.
But he can't push on Tiny. He can't push Tiny now. He can't. And that might have been something that he didn't see his daddy do. See, that's why I don't. That's why I say that all this stuff that's coming out right now and the people that supposedly was in their basement, like, yeah, they probably kept him away from that, but he wasn't being supervised as he should have. Like Queen said, no matter who you went with the family, everybody should have the same rules. Or here we are, November 26, 2023, you're shoving your mom in front of people, cussing your dad.
There ain't no excuse for that. It ain't no excuse for that, though. I don't care how you were raised. It ain't no excuse to disrespect your parents, like we've all been there, I'm sure, with disrespect and all that, but it's come on now. That right there is just
that
no,
hand situation
no,
is a whole different ball game.
Yeah, yeah, like that.
I wouldn't
totally
have gave a damn about
the
cameras.
Put
cameras
your
hand
on the lady.
You would have got your
right.
ass whooped.
Yeah, that little boy is totally out of line, though, with what he's doing.
Yeah.
That King, man. I just hope he get it together because, you know, all that right there is just not it.
This just made him more. This just made it worse.
I say he always been disrespectful because
that's
a couple months ago, he was always calling T.I. bruh. Like, that's your father. You're not supposed to call your father.
Right.
It's
just that accountability. But see,
that's what I was saying
in the beginning. You don't nip the bud in the bud, it's going to grow up to be a bad thorn. And that's what they got.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Sounded like Krishan, yo, bro.
No,
you're
right though,
because like,
them little celebrity kids,
like you said,
Queen, the little celebrity kids, just like all just cute, you know, cute, especially when they kids, you know, and it's just different, you know, it's different, and not only celebrity kids, how kids are raised, period, these days is different.
Yeah,
we got to be honest with that. Kids
yeah.
are being
yeah.
raised different because it's younger parents. And it just, as generations get, you know, more and more, I'm just seeing the pattern just how the kids are raised. And some, it works and some, it don't. You know, you can't be like that with all the kids. Some, they work out. Some don't, though. So, I don't know.
You got that all that kiki ha with them. You got to let them know. Like, I remember telling my daughter one time, I am not your motherfucking friend. You better watch your ass before I bring it to you. And that's what I had. I had to go that hard with her, but she got it together because she see that her mama was not playing with her. And this is with me having my hand around her neck up against the wall. Don't do that.
Right.
We're not going to do that.
Hand around your neck, been lifting up we're not going to do that. All the kids got to know.
You got to make them, you got to let them know you're not playing. We can drive
they
in the car.
Let you know.
And sing songs together and snap our fingers together, but you're not going to think I'm your homegirl from Poly. No, what's going on here?
Right.
You know?
Not at all. And it's never too young to start.
I don't twerk with you. I don't do none of that stuff with you. And that's what's happening. Like you were saying, King, these mothers are young. These grandmothers are younger nowadays. You know what I'm saying? They don't.
They're with this
generational stuff. So, but that's what happened to little boy right there. That little boy. That's what happened. Everything was cute.
But he just totally disrespectful. Then he went on. I think after that he went online and posted some more stuff and like y'all got me effed up and I don't give a fuck who you are and I stand on business. I said, wow.
I just
want to
know who he beat up. Who you beat up, King? Who you beat up in life?
If he was on his own, he probably can't fight a lick and would get beat up. But he got protection, so he's been protected all his life and has free will that run in his mouth. And he's T.I.'s son. Mm-hmm. Like you say, he got that in him, too. But you got to know the balance. And your daddy, not to even take up for T.I., but I'm sure, but definitely not raised like you and really probably had to deal with situations that you don't got to deal with. You know what I mean?
Shadow boxing. That's who he's been beating up. His shadow.
On behalf of the short people, I need him to calm the down because, sir, I know I got a little bit of head, but, sir, we ain't seen you or your daddy. His mama could fight now. His mama and Tyler was fighting. And then Candy. She can prove she can fight. But the RTI. We ain't even seen
he got feisty
sit
parents.
Down, get together, go work on that new apartment y'all got. Yeah.
They ain't feisty enough.
Do the good stuff.
With him being like that, you feel me?
They
not feisty with him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like you say, it's funny games until, it's all funny games until, like you say, you have this right here, you know, so it's you know, I don't know.
But now it's WWW. It's everywhere. You can go take the, you can go take it down all you want to. Somebody gonna save that. So it
Oh yeah, that's done. Yeah, that's there.
I don't know why people do that. They put stuff up and then think they go take it down, and that's it. It ain't. It's out there now. It's out there.
Yeah, it's in the universe. It's in the universe circling. Yep, it is. Man, so just, I don't know, y'all.
Great Marcy. Tried to ruin his daddy's big return. Thank y'all for participating. I just went off. Sorry, y'all, but yeah, y'all welcome.
Marcy be on these Marcy minutes, that shit be cutting deep, and she be getting. I don't know what part be like personal. It be going left. You know, I be like, all right, Marcy, come on back now. It's just entertainment now. We just dealing with the entertainment side.
Kids out here wildin'. Carisha and Diddy sitting up at the game looking mad. Why y'all looking mad or sad? Y'all on the sideline.
They was at the game.
Major League NBA basketball game.
Was looking mad.
Why y'all look sad? Why y'all looking sad and mad now?
They was rings at some game. They was both in that ring. What do you call that? Ringside, courtside. I seen that too. I told my daughter, I was like, ooh, they look mad. She looked mad. Diddy looked like, why y'all got the camera on me? But she's sitting up there looking like she was going to put something out of her purse and start shooting.
Oh, she had feet on that morning.
Yeah, that's what happens.
They get educated by entertainment. Don't be educated by entertainment. That stuff will happen.
No, messed up. You're gonna be out here getting peed on, paying attention to these fools.
Oh man.
You know what?
I'm glad we're back, people.
We're back in full effect. Now all we need is Mr. Hank. Where Mr. Hank at?
Shout out to Hank. Shout out to Hank. He said he was gonna pull up. Shout out to Hank to the gangster. But man, that's crazy. That's crazy, y'all. Hey man, check it out. It's the G Lou Show. It's OG Sundays. We got Cousin Marcy. The Marcy's Minute just hits y'all with a banger. We got Queen Jean OG. The homie DJ Maniac is back there doing what he do. Check this out right here. Queen Jean told me to play this.
I'm just a young girl. Dying to learn the ways of love. Just to please you. You're the only someone I love. Come on and teach me. There are so many things that I just don't know, but I love you, love you, love you so, so the things I don't know, show me
the earth in the park, strolling the summer days of imaginings in my head, and words from my heart told only to the wind, felt even without being said. I don't wanna bore you with my trouble, but there's something about your love that makes me weak and knocks me off my feet. There's something about your love that makes me weak and knocks me off my feet. Knocks me off my feet. I don't wanna go. Thank you.
That's the man, Smokey Robinson. Whenever I want to serenade to a lady, I'll play Smokey. Yeah. But check this out right here, though. Check this out.
No Coke and Pepsi.
Nah,
it's strictly for the grown and sexy. So if you with me, then go on and bless me with some positive vibes. Like home, I'm from SC.
South said war zone.
And we don't care what a Satan thinks. In the car, dance floor, the skating rink. We tapping paper ink. Pull up, that's late. We got that West Coast puff, make your breath stink. Hit that left blink, turn and signal. Cali life on the brink, you gotta learn to win. Without trying to be flashy or sassy. You got to know how to keep shit jazzy and classy. Fresh dress, can't mess with that nasty. I wanna see you looking your best. And yes, lastly, the one and only mandate.
Yeah.
I tell you damn straight,
what?
No black man hate, only demonstrate.
That outfit is it.
Cali dudes trying to build men's trust, the opposite of negative, not competitive. And if a nigga wanna pop shit, let him live. See, that's the cure for the wreck, though. Keeping shit mature and respectful. Always break cheerful and fearing only him above. Just chill, and that's what real women love. Grown shit, grown shit. When you got your own shit, then it don't stop and it don't quit. She just might be the one you go home with. And that's what made a young nigga wise.
Yeah.
So many gang belts, anything else is uncivilized. From the side called Dub and East, I ride black pride, health, wealth, love, and peace and release.
Yay, just like that, we are back, and check it out. What I'm going to do is bring in a special guest. Caller, hello.
Man, what's cracking with it, G-Lo? What's the deal, baby?
What it do, though? What it do, though?
Man,
what
it
do?
Look, bro,
I
man.
Gonna pull up. The gangster is in the house,
man. Listen to me, man. First, before I say anything, first, we got to give it up to God. G-Lo, you still doing this thing, man. I don't know how God keeps blessing you and blessing you and blessing you. But, man, you like an angel, because you just show up and be like, man, I'm here and I'm in it. And before they can know it, you be gone. So you like an angel, bro. And I want to say thank you, man, for all your support, man. You ain't never... You know what I'm saying? You one of them niggas. I don't know how much money you got, nigga, but you got a lot of money. Nigga. I don't want to say it all over the radio.
Nah, nah.
I don't want to say it all over the radio.
Nah.
I don't want to say this
nah.
nigga. This nigga can no. This nigga can fly anywhere he want to go and come back. And when he want to come back, he don't have no problem. None of his flights get laid over. None of that shit. That nigga just be going. Everybody else shit, man. You know what, man? I got laid over in Dallas, man. I gotta get man. G. Lou flies straight
That's
through.
God,
I don't know what
man.
Y'all be.
That's God.
That's what he do.
That's God, bro.
I promise you, G-Lou, man. So shout out to you,
that's
man,
all.
And keep on doing what you're doing, bro, man. You stupid strong.
You.
Your following is hella strong, man. And you going hey, man, you winning. You winning. I don't know how you doing it, man, but you doing it, man. And listen to me, man. Your dad's still blessing you from wherever he at, man. I know he in heaven, man, blessing
you,
but he blessing you, bro. You know what I'm saying? I read up on you. You didn't even know I know. That about your pop, man. He the one that did this shit, man. So Yeah, I read up on you, man. I read up on you. I don't fuck with everybody, you know, but when I fuck with you, I got to know who I'm fucking with. And so, shout out to you, man. Shout out to you, man. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, bro.
And then, Queen Jean, is Queen Jean around?
I am here, big bro.
No. See, this how I know this show was supposed to be. Cause you know Queen would take off on a nigga about three four weeks on me. He's like, nigga, shit, I need to rejuvenate. Let me go and chill out. You know what I'm saying? Let me rejuvenate. Let me go on a spiritual realm and just chill out for about 3 weeks on you niggas and then come back. Queen Jean, you know what you are to me, Queen. We ain't gotta say it all over the radio, none of that shit. But you know you my spiritual. You know what you are to me, man. So I love you, man. And hey, when you got on the show, that motherfucker just took off. Pew, you know what I mean? So keep doing what you're doing, Queen. I love you, baby.
Love the Norman.
Man, we love you, man. And look, we're going to keep on praying. It was somebody I was supposed to pray for that I know I did, but I don't remember the name now.
And my family.
Your auntie. Yes. I love you.
For Aunt Connie, she's battling
cancer. I said it was your auntie. I don't even know. I don't remember the name, but I know I just remembered in my brain that I prayed for somebody's auntie.
Thank you. I remember it was you.
I love you, sis. You know you my motherfucker. All right.
Thank you. That's cousin Marcy and I's auntie. That's our father's.
No. See, I just found out some other shit. Cousin Marcy is really our cousin? I didn't know that. I thought she was just cousin.
Yeah,
Marcy. I didn't know she was really
our
cousin.
Our fathers are brothers. Yeah.
Damn. Cousin Marcy. Where you at?
I'm cousin over Marcy. Here reading about Melvin Combs.
Hey, Cousin Marcy. Cousin Marcy, you crazy in the motherfucker. Hey, Cousin Marcy, you crazy in the morning. I didn't know you was that crazy. When that nigga said, I'm over here reading up on, because that's how I know you be paying attention and you really supposed to be on this show, man. Because you really do some shit that we ain't never did before on this show, man. I've been on this motherfucker about maybe five, going on five, six years. And I'm saying, Cousin Marcy, you a cold motherfucker, man. I love you, cousin. I didn't know you was really my cousin, but now that I know that we really cousins,
yes.
Let them niggas know. Let all them niggas know they're trying to fuck with you. Tell them niggas, don't let me call my cousin Hank and fuck one of you niggas up. Don't let me call my cousin Hank and fuck one of you niggas up. I'll come fuck one of them niggas.
Gotta get in line.
Because I know it's a long-ass line, them niggas. I know all them niggas be on your line. I already know, cousin Mark. You short, smart, and cute kid. You winning.
Oh, Lord.
You winning, man.
All the nerds. This is the G Lou show
where the G's is at and where they doing it at, man. This is where the fuck we doing it at, man. I love y'all. Y'all know I fuck around and accidentally get drunk sometimes. I think I'm almost right there because the Raiders are on. Look,
Did you see the Raiders? Oh, man. I said this shit earlier, Hank. The Raiders will fuck up a wet dream if you let them. Oh, my God.
We busted out on their ass 14-0. You hear me, cuz?
Come on, man. And then fucked it up.
Look, we missed a field goal. My wife screamed at me. She said, oh, he's going to miss this field goal. I said, maybe it's 30 yards. He ain't going to miss no 30-yard field. Man, that motherfucker. She said, miss it. And that motherfucker missed it. I said, baby, I don't know what kind of hoodoo, voodoo, doo-doo shit you doing, but you can't do this shit to the Raiders, man.
Oh, man, the Raiders. I don't know what to say, Hank. Come on, how you get up 14-0 on the Chiefs
come
and then
on,
just
man.
Give it all back? Man, I don't know what to say about them.
And Jacobs was looking good. He looked like he finally got his rhythm, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, we on. Man, shit.
We can't keep, we're not ready. We can do that all the time. Jump out, look good, first, second quarter, then we fall apart every time, man. I don't get it.
Man, don't listen. I heard it in your voice. You just get too excited. Don't get all choked up about this shit, man. It's football. And then you got Queen Dean them over there laughing and shit because the Steelers winning.
Steelers.
You know what I'm saying? I don't like that kind of shit. Look, you hear that? You heard that laugh in there?
Yeah,
I hit the whole laugh for what? Queen Jean, her cousin, man.
That both of her and Bart Steelers fan.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They hit me with a nigga one of those.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a devious laugh. He
almost took my head off. I said something about the Raiders because I was mad at me. He said, hold on now.
Man,
we're
going to need you to calm that shit down. See, we don't need all this talking about and all that shit. We don't need all that.
For real, man. For real, man.
Hey, man,
we got
y'all.
The coach. We like that coach. I like that coach,
I'm
though, man.
Back
but
to my
it shows that we still need more work, though. It ain't just that coach.
Yeah,
we need more work. We need more help.
Pierce is a real Raider. He was a Raider before he come in, and he grew up in Compton. He kind of went to Paramount and shit, but he coached at Poly. He did some other shit, man. So, dude, he a real brother. He ain't no fake nigga.
With him.
He a real. Yeah,
I fuck with him.
Me too.
But we need more help.
So
we still need more help, though.
We need some help.
I don't know.
All right, man.
If y'all need an offensive coach, I know somebody just left the Steelers. If you guys need a good offensive coach. What we're going to need you to do is not say nothing.
We're going to need you to not try to help us out.
I work in HR, so I'm just trying to.
You ain't called one pass. You ain't ran a touchdown. You don't know Trump. We don't need you not to help us. We don't need you to help us. We don't need you to help us.
Right.
Cousin.
She just being funny.
I love you, Cousin Marcy. But we don't need no help. We don't need no help from Cousin Marcy that never played a basketball football and never caught a touchdown or nothing. We don't need.
She's a cheerleader. She's a cheerleader or something.
I play football, excuse you. I know the rules.
Where's Mrs. Norman? Salute Mrs. Norman, where she is in the background. Hello. Miss y'all.
That's why I'm talking shit, because she ain't up. She back there asleep. I get to talk shit, get wild.
Shout out to Miss Norman. Shout out to Miss Norman, for sure. Hey, Hank.
I love y'all,
man. Hank, while you on here, tell him, man, we got to pull up your shit, man. Tell him what's cracking every Thursday night in Long Beach, brother.
Man, please come out and fuck with us, man. I'm not begging for nobody to come fuck with us, but we got some hot shit going on. G-Lew will tell you, man. G-Lew is up there laughing, taking pictures and shit. We got the comedy show, man. It's the Roy Anthony Live Comedy Show. It's downtown Long Beach, man, right there in the hood, 246 East 3rd Street, the upper room. We call it the upper room because it's upstairs. We got chicken downstairs, man. We got the bar, everything there, man. Anything, chicken and comedy, come on now. You can't get no funnier, no better than that. So
Hank, y'all got some good comics, man. I was really impressed, like, they got a lot of good comics that come up there. The one little homie really shut it down. I liked him, the little short homie. I forgot his name, but
Melrose.
Yeah, yeah. Melrose, he was funny, man. He said with the smell behind the ear.
Come on, man.
When niggas said niggas got athlete's ear.
Come on,
girl. Yeah, he
said it's
funny,
a pandemic.
Man.
He said it's a pandemic, an epidemic going around. Niggas got athlete's ear. He a barber, so he's telling my niggas ear. You see, that shit is getting bad.
He was funny. He was funny, man.
Man.
Hank got dope comedians. And then you know what else is funny, man? Because he calls you out on it. When Hank be back there with that light, Hank will hit that light on him. That let him know, hey, it's time. You got about 10 seconds.
Because you was slow down. Your shit was popping at first. You was cracking. Now you just slow down. All right, nigga, you're going to light, nigga. We don't got time for all that.
That shit was funny. Especially when you know what it is, because then after that, I kept seeing a light back there. I said, oh, there go Hank with that light. That shit was funny.
That word right there.
You got to let him go.
Hey, I love you,
Hey, but Hank.
Love you, Jimmy.
Love you,
thanks,
too.
Thanks, bro.
Hank doing this shit up there. Hank is like Martin Lawrence. Remember how Martin was on Def Comedy Jam where he introduced the comics, and then Hank would get a chance to come out there. He'd tell a few jokes, too. So he's doing all that shit in one. So that's cool because you get to get your shit off and be the host.
Yes, sir.
That shit is fly.
Yes, sir, man.
Yeah, that's
dope,
bro.
Thank you, G-Lew. And listen, G-Lew, that shit ain't no joke because you always got to have something – in between everybody else shit. So that shit is hard to do, man, for weeks and weeks at a time, you know what I mean? To keep the same shit going. And what a host supposed to do is keep the show popping. You ain't supposed to slow it down, and you try to keep that motherfucker going. That's why I get them niggas off when they start slowing down. I'll get you niggas off because y'all slowing the show down. So it is what it is, man. I appreciate
some of them
you, niggas.
Thank some you, bro.
Will you guys ever have – oh, I'm so sorry.
Go ahead.
I was saying some of the dudes to get – I see one of them called you out, but he was clowning. But do some people get mad when you hit them with the light, or what? They don't ever let you know, or what?
Well, not really, but some dudes do because they getting their rhythm on and they trying to go. But we only got a certain amount of time. So if I got some more comedians and you've been popping for 15 minutes, nigga, I got to get you off. Nigga, I got some more comedians, even if you are getting down. So some niggas be caught their rhythm and they like, nigga, I got it going. But, nigga, I know, but shit, we got other niggas. You ain't the only nigga. And I can't show favoritism like that. I got to get everybody on, man. So that's my job. As the host. Yes, sir.
Got you. Okay, go ahead, Marcy. My bad.
Will you guys ever have open mics for host? And also, how can aspiring comedians who might want to get on the platform, who do they need to contact?
Would they need to contact Roy Anthony? He's been doing comedy for about 25, 26 years. Roy Anthony, matter of fact, you can get on the Roy Anthony Live where we do the comedy at because we got a show on YouTube, Roy Anthony Live. Also, you can get at Roy Anthony on Facebook and Messenger him that you want to get on the show. Yes, we do an open mic. Really, we always have some beginners on. We do our first 5 to 10 minutes is really beginners. They do like 3, maybe 4, 5 minutes. And we try to get motherfuckers on because that's how we got on. You dig what I'm saying? We got on by motherfuckers letting us get, hey, man, I got 3 minutes. You can go on there and get on. So we jump on and try to get on. And if we get motherfuckers to laugh, they be like, come back next week. If you don't get nobody to laugh, they be like, don't come back next week. You know what I'm saying, nigga? Don't come. Matter of fact, don't come back no week. Just keep doing what you was doing.
Okay.
Go back to
school.
Keep putting the tennis shoes on the rack, nigga. That's what you keep doing. So
damn.
It just go how it go. It just go how it go, man. So we got cats out there trying to be funny, and you know what I mean. We got cats out there trying to be funny, but they doing it on the side. And they ain't taking it serious. I remember this one dude. He was up there. He said, "Man, I'm funny. Man, I can do this shit." And that motherfucker went up there about 2 minutes before he started sweating, and he was trying to hand me the mic back. I'm like, "Man, you got 2 more minutes." Shit. He's like, "Man, fuck this shit, man. I don't know what y'all niggas
cause comedy,
do." So,
nah, because that shit is, man, that shit ain't, I don't think that shit is easy to get up there. And I always said that comedy, that got to be one of the hardest to get up there, not only tell jokes, but keep people entertain for minutes or an hour, however long your set is.
Even
easy.
5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Yeah. Listen, comedy is like, it's really like boxing, but you boxing a whole lot of motherfuckers and it's just you, okay?
Right.
So if my shit make it just this side of the room laugh, what about this side of the room? So you got to figure your shit out.
Right.
You got to catch the medium. You got to be right in there and some shit. It's funny for white people, like I got some cat jokes and shit that white people just go crazy over. But when I tell that shit for niggas, I get a few laughs. And then I got some hood shit that just make niggas go crazy. White people don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? So
you got to
find the medium in that motherfucker. So I be trying to find that shit. So I talk about COVID.
How do you keep certain jokes cuffed? And like, because I know you have a lot of jokes in your arsenal, but how do you know what joke to tell which time or for what audience, or even to know what joke I said? Like, I don't know if maybe people heard this joke before. Like, how do you know what jokes to say at what time? Because I know you got a lot of them in the cut, and you got to be on point.
Yeah. You got some that you know just go over anywhere. Now, I got a few jokes that just, you know, I could tell the motherfucker anywhere, and they go over. But the problem is sometimes your rhythm don't be on, and sometimes I was working on some other shit, and then I get up there and like that shit ain't working, and I try to go back to my shit that I know, but I ain't been working on it, and sometimes my rhythm ain't right. You dig what I'm saying? So
right.
You just gotta, man. So it is hard. It ain't easy. You know what I'm saying? I remember I did a show out in Hollywood, and then this little young black girl got up and she was doing her shit, and she didn't even do no comedy. She was just talking about how you got to get ready to do comedy. She was like, man, I'm trying to go over all that shit for all week, and then I try to practice this and I practice that. And then when my husband come home, he said, what you been doing all day? She said, well, I wrote like a half of a joke. You know, this thing has been working 8 hours, and you come home and say, what you been doing all day? Like, well, I wrote like a half a joke. Shit, I don't even know.
Right.
So she was just saying some shit, and I was like, that shit's funny. It wasn't really a set. She was just talking about how
right.
she get ready to do the shit. And it's kind of so comedy is difficult, man. But let me tell you what is not difficult. Either you funny or you're not.
Right.
So you know motherfuckers that come to the family reunion and they get over there in that corner. It'd be 10, 12 people around them. And they're like, man, how did you get over here? Got the whole family laughing. That's just natural. And that's
right.
it. You can get old. You can do it. But you got to. It's hard to be natural in front of people you don't know.
Right.
It's just you got to find your rhythm, man. You got to find your rhythm. My thing is, let me tell you something y'all don't know. Nobody really know this but my wife. I got stage fright, all right?
Oh.
I got stage fright even right now.
Damn, I can't believe that.
Right. I've been doing comedy 10 years, but I got stage fright. So before the show, like back when I first started doing comedy, I used to get nervous like 2 weeks before the show. Oh, man, I'd be getting sick to my stomach. My wife's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, oh, no, my stomach hurts. I don't know. I got a boo-boo. She's like, nigga, ain't nothing wrong with your ass. You got stage fright. I didn't even know
I
had stage fright. She told me I had stage fright. One day we was going to Hollywood. I had to be in Hollywood at 8 o'clock. And we started off about 6 o'clock, but the motherfucking traffic stopped. And bam. It's about about 7:30. We ain't even close to Hollywood. I said, baby, fuck this shit, man. Turn around. We ain't got to go. My wife said, nigga, stop acting like a little bitch. You do this shit all the time. I said, what?
Right. You try to get out of it.
I'm talking to you, nigga. You got stage fright, nigga. I'm finna get you there.
Right,
relax.
Right.
Quit acting like a little bitch. I stopped acting like a little bitch. And then I said, you know what? You're right about that. Don't do this. I didn't know I had stage fright because she told me I had stage fright, but I still got it. I don't have it as bad as I had it, but nigga, I still get nervous. I still, my stuff, I don't, the day of the show, I don't eat all day. I don't eat because after I do my set, I could eat. My wife be trying to feed me all day. I'll be like, no, I don't want nothing. I'm good, baby. You know, some fun. But as soon as I finish my set, I'll be like, man, give me some chicken. Sit. Where the fuck is the food at?
Yeah.
Right. So that's just, it's just how it goes.
Now that is relatable.
And then I didn't know
that chicken. Look, you said that chicken.
Look, I didn't know other comedians is fucked up like me, right? So I was until I was doing a show. Me and my homeboy Kenny Jones was doing a show. I said, Kenny, what's up, Ken Dog? I said, man, we got the chicken dude over there. He got the taco lady over there. He said, man, I don't really eat too much before I do. I was like, nigga, what? For real? Like, yeah. So and then my homeboy Melrose came up to me. Said, man, where the bathroom at? I said, what the fuck? He said, man, you know, I get nervous before the show. I got to go boo-boo. I was like, what?
Oh,
so all these niggas really doing, they're just, we don't know. I'm like, everybody's fucked up before they get on the show.
But I'm sure,
I thought it was just me, but I'm sure that's something
with everyone. I think that's because everyone, me included, anyone would have, you know, that fear. But I guess especially as you go on and get better, and especially as you become established, it's a thing of the past.
Yeah.
But I'm sure everyone has to get past that at one time. You know what I'm saying? Because that's real.
I was doing a show with Shang. You know Shang. Shang, the light-skinned dude.
Light-skinned nigga,
And I remember when he first started doing Comic View and shit, I didn't used to like him because he wasn't funny. And I talked to Rick. Rick said, man, that nigga bombed for about 5 years in Hollywood. He finally got, you know, finally got his shit on, right? So, So I did a show for Rick, Shang and some couple other motherfuckers. And Shang got up there and said, man, that nigga that just got out the pen, he talking about me, that nigga that just got out the pen, that nigga funny as a motherfucker, right? So after the show, he came to me and said, Hank, he said, listen, man, you funny, but what you got to keep doing is you got to keep getting on the mic. Don't ever stop.
Right.
Sometimes you're going to feel like stopping or like it ain't going right. Just don't stop. Because he kept going, man. That nigga went through, I promise you, I didn't laugh at that nigga for like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I remember Shane. He was a different type of funny. You got them, yeah.
He was a white funny, and kind of, you know what I mean? But he found his little niche on Comic View and shit and finally found it. But it's just different, man. And even if you don't make it big, just by you being able to make it, man, you know what I'm saying? Like I hosted the Ricky Harris thing at the Long Beach Laugh Factory. It's a lot of motherfucking comedians that never been to the Long Beach Laugh Factory. You know what I mean? Especially black comedians. They don't even black comedians down here. And so for me to do that kind of shit, and then I've been on the I've been to the Comedy Store. I've been to the Laugh Factory. I've been to, you know, all that shit. I did Hollywood with Rick. Rick told me, he said, man, I don't like going to Hollywood, but you got to get out there to get your name out. And so I did that shit for a few years. I just hate going down there, man, because there ain't no parking.
Right.
And then when you do park,
yeah,
it's $40.
Hollywood is terrible. You got to pay
$40 to park. You pay $40 to get gas down there. You just spend $100. The motherfucker give you $75 for the show. You're like, wait a minute, man, shit.
Yeah.
This ain't a win.
That shit is
it's
a headache.
Lose.
That shit is a headache.
It's a lose.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lose, man. So
yeah.
I don't like
that's
going
a headache.
To Hollywood, man.
I'll go
if motherfucker pay me right, but I don't like going, man. So I just do my own shit in Long Beach, like I've been doing a Long Beach Live show. And then, look, G-Lou, the Roy Anthony show, Roy was hosting it first. And then he did the first 3 weeks. Then I did the second 3 weeks. And after that, he said, Hank, man, you're a way better host than me, man. Why don't you just host the show? I said, what?
You've
been doing comedy for 25 years. He's like, man, I just like the way you keep the energy up. This is what God blessed me with, man. You dig what I'm saying? Where I can do shit and keep, you know what I mean? And I'm not really a big talker. G-Lou, I'm not a big talker, dude. Some niggas just can talk and talk and talk and talk. I'm not like that because I do my comedy, I get the fuck up out of there. You dig what I'm saying? And I'm not, I don't like being on the mic anyway. I'm scared to be up there, motherfucker, anyways. I'm trying to get off of there as fast as I can anyway. So,
You got it.
Yeah.
You was a great host, man. That shit was dope, man. Yeah. And you were a great host. And then you had great talent out there, too, man. So, I enjoyed it, man. Shout out, to what you got going on every Thursday night. I hope everyone goes out there and supports it, man.
Come on.
It's a beautiful thing you got going on, Hank, and congratulations to you, brother. I was glad I was able to see you in action, man.
Yeah. Thank you, G-Lou. Appreciate you, bro. And look, the next time you come out here, nigga, we doing the video. I got to time it out right.
Oh, yeah.
I got the nigga that's going to do it, and we're going to do the video.
Okay.
We're going to get this shit done.
Okay.
I got another video I needed to do. But Kurt Knight passed on me, cuz Kurt Knight on my Blue Money, my Blue Money song.
Yeah, I know,
so
man. I know.
I'm just gonna do a tribute to him on that song, and it's just gonna be him doing his thing. Cause I got some film on him because we did a video with Cuz, me and Shalee.
I just
gotta get Shalee to go in there and find all that video. Well, I'm just gonna dedicate that song to Cuz, Blue Money. That motherfucker hard, too. Super hard.
Yeah. I remember we premiered it on here, man. So, I know that's coming soon. And the Pimpin', Crippin', and Hustlin' PCH album coming.
That's
the Gangster. That's all of it. Thank you, brother.
Beginning of the year, I promise you. I got to get it out.
Okay. When you're ready, man, to shoot that thing, just let me know. I'm there, Cuz. I'm ready.
Yes, sir.
For sure. And with that being said, man, Hank came in and blessed the show, closed us out properly, man. So I'm going to turn it over. You know, I know Queen is waiting in the wings to bless us with her beautiful words for the week. I'm going to turn it over to Queen and Hank and let y'all do y'all thing before we get up out of here.
Queen.
Oh, hey. Hey, Big Ro. It was really good hearing your voice, and we do miss you when you're not here. And you say I'll be taking my vacation. You following my footsteps, so let's keep walking in the same footsteps, okay?
It is.
But anyway, I just wanted to say, be disciplined enough to make choices that will better your tomorrow. Keep God first and stay prayed up.
Yeah.
Peace and love.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, I love y'all.
Love you too, sis. I know I heard my crazy ass cousin in the back there doing the damn Cardi B noises and shit. That's my crazy cousin.
Hey, listen,
man. I just want to say that I love y'all, and y'all got a cold. Listen, G-Lo, whatever you doing, keep doing it, bro, because you keep it family. And you sound and it make and you make it feel like family, and I always feel like family when I get on here. So I want to tell y'all, man, I love y'all, man. God gonna keep on blessing y'all, and we gonna keep doing like we've been doing. Galatians 6:7, be not deceived, but God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reapeth. That's the good and the bad. You understand what I'm saying? So what you need to do is start planting more good. You dig what I'm saying? So you can reap more good. Also, keep living life like God is watching because He is. That part, y'all. You lose show with a G.
Yeah, Jay. Cousin Marcy, you got anything? I know she's short.
You got time for me? Don't bump into Sean Diddy Combs in any hallways or dark alleys.
Did you say Sean Kelly? Sean R. Kelly or R. Kelly Combs? Which one?
No,
you,
I said Sean P. Diddy Combs.
Sean Combs.
Stay out his way. In a real way. Stay out his way. And love y'all. Glad we back.
All right.
All right, y'all.
DJ Maniac, you got something for me?
Maniac.
He went to sleep.
I know he did. That's when he always go to sleep. Many has been asleep on the show for the last 6 months.
Well, I'm going to leave you with this, man, like I always do. I love y'all. Thank you for the love and support. We're going to keep on doing this till the wheels fall off. God is the greatest. I give him all the glory. So I'm going to leave you with this. 7 days without prayer makes 1 week.
Makes 1 week.
E-A-K.
E-A-K.
That part. We love y'all. We out of here for next time. Peace,
where they
y'all.
Doing it at?
That part.
Later.
I love y'all. We out.